And next hour time, King Shiloh will be going live on the radio on Facebook. Bless up all King Shiloh crew. Anywhere you are, Facebook, check it out. 7 o'clock, yes. King Shiloh Healing of the Nation program. It's right here now, 6 o'clock sharp. Rastakura in a Jamaica, greetings. Reggie Cousin, bless up. Of course, the one like Fana, Sister Fana, well lit, blessed love, my sister in Clifton Landfeld, big up yourself. And also Umar Joel, Lipson Diop, Nick Doro, my daughter Jalisa, bless up, Nini, hold tight, Martin. Big up at Luke Guns, sharing the program, sharing and caring. Big up the one like Edwin. Love the vibes. Yes, also caring and sharing. Yes, enough respect. Yeah, Sister Jara. Enough respect. Yeah, full joy you're there. And also Sister Tamara. Jack Gideon, bless up.
Marcus Kian.
Michelle Conchie, enough respect, yes? I want to congratulate each and everyone celebrating their Earth Strong. Like my brother, A-Fort. A-Fort, blessed love. Congratulations. A-Fort Obeng. Greetings, one like Humphrey. Yes, my brother, enough respect. Also Isaiah and Nokomo. Enough respect for listening and tuning in, yeah. Oka Papa, all tight, yes.
King Street, he said it'd be a car park, so it is, baby. Until them back against the wall. And that is what Mr. Marcus Garvey said. Yeah. The brother says what I feel shall be the battlefield. And I know liar, serious, serious, serious matter I say. And what I feel shall be the battlefield. The arena, the stadium, the camp and the gun court. All the children hospital. What I feel shall be the battlefield.
You've got
me no know what I go on, but music a stop, music na play, but we are let it go, said we. Hey. Yeah, we just getting in a message from the management. Let's see if we can find the jingle, yes. This part of the program came courtesy of this information all tight. Yes, let me just give the ice them this information. Yeah.
Bent u op zoek naar nieuwe woonkansen in Amsterdam Zuidoost? Dan is Hofdrugpark, de nieuwe stadswijk gelegen aan de andere kant van het metrospoor bij Boelewijk, de plek voor u. Wonen, werken en recreëren in het groen op steenworp afstand van de Johan Cruijff Arena, Hartje Bijlmer en het AMC. Meer weten over de woningen in deze nieuwe stadswijk schrijf je dan nu in op de website van Hondsrugpark. www.hondsrugpark.nl/inschrijven. Hondsrugpark. Expect the unexpected.
Nice. Coming courtesy of Radio Raso. Yes, as I night forward, getting ready for the Marcus Garvey celebrations. Yes, you're gonna hear the children of the UNIA soon coming up. Yes.
On, you keep moving on. Your love keep moving on. Your love you make me strong. Oh yeah. Take this love and receive. Yes, you don't know Juna Kelly, this year, you know Red Lion and Donnelly, they are sound there upon the Saturday program. Just keep it locked and keep it live. Don't change your dial. Don't even go for your link, you will miss out. Let's be Irie, you know. Yeah, cause Irie is the way, you know what I'm saying. Like we say in Jamaica, when a man say, what go on with some Irie, you know. That means everything is everything. So let's be Irie, you know, the Saturday morning, you know, and praise the Almighty, you know, and live and let live, you don't know. Juna Kelly, Donnelly, you don't know. Yeah, Red Lion, Rastafari.
Let's talk about Marcus, never leave in vain. Brother Marcus, never leave in vain. If you follow that man's words, you will live again. If you follow that man's words, you will live again. Talk about follow that my words, you live again. Teaches us to respect the brother, Malcolm X. Man like you, McKinney, attitude. Teaches us to respect man like Nelson Mandela. And all like his colleague, them too. Let me hear you talk about among all that we are competitive, inferior to none if not superior to some. Teaches the poor man to be noble and the unjust man to be upright in themselves. Let me hear you talk about Marcus, never live in vain. My brother Marcus, never live in vain. Follow. helping and to our brothers too. Teaches the poor man to be ambitious.
Audience a foundation. For those who may not know, or who was Marcus Messiah Garvey? You want to take over?
Basically, the founder of modern Pan-Africanism, who gave us as African a sense of pride, actually selling us to ourselves, letting we know for sure that the black skin is not a badge of shame, but a glorious symbol of national greatness. Raymond?
To put it succinctly, Mr. Garvey's the world's greatest organizer. What he did single-handedly, once he asked himself that major question as he was traveling from England back to Jamaica, you know, this is a man who had been born in Jamaica, had visited Costa Rica, went to Panama, went to Bolivia, went to Nicaragua, went to Honduras, went to Costa Rica, then he had visited the European continent. And what he realized is that we're at the bottom. There's no place that we were not at the bottom. So as he was traveling back from England back to Jamaica, he asked himself the very pointed question, where is the black man's king and kingdom? Where is his president? Where is his army, navy, and men of big affairs? And he said, I don't see them, but I will help you to create it. Now, 100 years later, I think that's the same. You know, we may have some so-called liberated independent, but in the end, we exist to serve their interests. So it's not so much the great movement, it's the necessity. Nothing in 100 years. And that's why we're committed to fulfilling that dream, because, you know, there are two components of Garvey and Garveyism: racial uplift, self-reliance. And then ultimately, you will get to nationhood. And that's what we're hoping to get done.
Now, when you first started or understood the need, okay, what was the reaction to people to your vision to resurrect the movement?
First, you have to realize that this system here demonized Marcus Garvey. They had to demonize him because it is the only platform that millions of us had organized under. And this system wanted to make sure that so many black people never organized under one banner anymore. So they demonized, says Marcus Garvey, told us a lot of negative things about him. And, you know, if you tell a lie long enough, people start believing it. And a whole lot of us would believe that Mr. Garvey was a criminal, was a this. So sometimes when we meet people, some people would have that negative effect. But as we teach Garvey and Garveyism, the people are realizing that this is something good. This brother organized over 11 million of us across the world, over 1,100 branches. And if you want to go further, if you listen to Martin Luther King, he made it clear that he was the first African to give us a sense of pride. Malcolm X says, you know, special thanks and praise must be given to this prophet. If it weren't for him, you would not have seen a king. You would not have seen an X. So we're at this point now to say that truth crushed to the earth must rise again. And our people, our children need Garvey and Garveyism, because it was that system that took us out of that prior system of slavery and brought us here in this region at this time.
Did not suffer and die to give me an education to slight, oppress, or discourage my people. Because whatsoever education I acquired out of their sacrifice of over 300 years, I shall use for the salvation of the 400 million black people of the world. And the day when I forsake my people, may God Almighty say there shall be no more life for you. The racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he'd intended Negroes to be a servant class, hewers of wood and drawers of water. Well, I predicated my view of man on the doctrine of Imago Dei. All men, regardless of color, are created in the image of God. Now, from this premise followed the equality of all men and the brotherhood of all men. The biblical injunction of Acts 17:26 reminds us that he created of one blood all nations of men that dwell on the face of the earth. I was most interested in brotherhood within his own race, because if Negroes are created in God's image and Negroes are black, then God must in some sense be black. If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. But we believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, God of Father, God of Son, God of Holy Ghost, the one God of all ages. That is the God in whom we believe, but we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. For 250 years, we have struggled under the burden and rigors of slavery. We were maimed, we were brutalized, we were ravaged in every way. We are men. We have hopes, we have passions, we have feelings, we have desires just like any other race. The cry is raised all over the world of Canada for the Canadians, of America for the Americans, of England for the English, of France for the French, of Germany for the Germans. Do you think it unreasonable that we, the blacks of the world, should raise the cry of Africa for the Africans? Yeah. 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 The Negro is the man. We represent a new Negro. His back is not yet against the wall. We do not want his back against the wall, because that would be a peculiar and desperate position. We do not want him there. It is because of this that we are asking for fair compromise. But the Belgians have control of the Belgian Congo, which they cannot use. They have not the resources to develop now the intelligence. The French have more territory than they can develop. There are certain parts of Africa in which they cannot live at all. So it is for you to come together and give us a United States of Africa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God never intended it, and we are not going to abuse God's confidence in us as men. We are men, human beings, yes, capable of the same acts as any other race, possessing under fair circumstances the same intelligence as any other race. Now Africa's been sleeping, not dead, only sleeping. Today Africa's walking around not only on our feet, but on our brains. You can enslave what was done for 300 years, the bodies of men. You can shackle the hands of men. You can shackle the feet of men. You can imprison the bodies of men, but you cannot shackle or imprison the minds of men. Men and take. Reach up, black men and women, and pull all nature's knowledge to you. Turn ye around and make a conquest of everything north and south, east and west. And then when you have wrought well, you will have merited God's blessing. You will have become God's chosen people, and naturally you become leaders of the world. And as you bow down to the white man today, so a lot of races bow down to you and call you a race of masters because of the superiority of your mind and your achievements. Because no race has the last word on culture and civilization. They do not know what we are capable of. They do people becoming conscious of themselves, determined to use their minds, you do not know to what extent they can go. Liberate the minds of men, and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. We love the white race, not for social fellowship, but for the common brotherhood of God intended we should live. What satisfaction can anyone get in being happy and see his brother wallowing in filth, dirt, and disease? How can you be happy living in luxury and your brother's living in disease, and then when you try to help the one out of the disease, the subtle culprit talks about disloyalty? Black men of Carthage, black men of Ethiopia, Timbuktu, Alexandria gave the light of civilization to this world. Ethiopia shall stretch forth our hands unto God, and princes shall come out of Egypt. Nations, races have been quite quiet for over four centuries. Who is merely born of abuse, insult, humiliation, whose forbearance can only be compared to the prophet Job, has likewise lifted his bowed head and raised it up to God's skies and cried out, I am a man, and demand a man's chance and a man's treatment in this world.
Let's report with the horn, like a blessing on your head, of you mighty people. Let's report with the horn, of you mighty people. Let's report with the horn.
Yeah, if you want to get more of that full Marcus Garvey speech, YouTube. As we go into the children of the UNIA, organization that still work and exist today, carry out the work of Marcus Garvey.
To Jamaica, UNIA Garvey was the chief founder. So people with no knowledge of the past and the culture. He's like a tree without no root, you never get no water. Powerful mind of
immigration. Yes, this one coming called to see out of our IRE FM studio. Yes, greetings to each and everyone listening. Yeah, full joy, Dishawanya, seen.
Mr. Jackie Woods, greetings and good morning. Today is July 20, 1940. We are launching the UNI. 1914. No, 1914. We are launching the UNIA today. So we will begin with the anthem after three. One, two, three.
Why?
dedicated to Muanimo Marcus Mazaya Garvey, the true black lover. Before we do the poem, we're going to be introducing you to the guest speaker of the moment, Muanimo Marcus Mazaya Garvey. Put your hands together and welcome Muanimo Marcus Mazaya Garvey.
Greetings from Mother Africa. Evolution brings us changes that sometimes makes us fail to recognize ourselves, even after a lapse of centuries. When the great white race of today had no civilization of its own, when white men lived in caves and were counted as savages, this race of ours boasted of a wonderful civilization on the banks of the Nile. It might sound good for some Africans to say that they are born here or there, and they do not intend to go anywhere else. But let me tell you, men, the world is small, and humanity in many and various race groups is growing larger every day. A race that was 10 million 50 years ago is today 60 million. A race that was 10 million 50 years ago is today 90 million. How many will there be tomorrow? And the world is not getting any larger. What will happen through the multiplication of all these various race groups, of those who are in power, of those who are strong? What will happen to you, the weak and unprepared, when the strong grows more numerous, even though the earth remains at its present size? Geographically speaking, the earth has ever been in its natural division, as we know it and as we see it. Politically speaking, the earth has changed and is still changing. Yes, it is changing. Politically speaking, a race, a strong black race. So Africa, at home and abroad, a strong nation. Africa, at home and abroad. I thank you.
Yes, you're listening to a special about the UNIA, the children of the UNIA. This is Leslie B. Irie.
Doing a poem in his honor, a poem called The True Black Lover.
Destroyed. to the faith deserve not your ranks, but as brave soldiers march to victory, I am happy and shall remain so as long as you keep this flag flying.
Let Africa be our guiding star, our star of destiny.
Education is the medium by which a people are prepared for the creation of their own particular civilization and the advancement and glory of their own race. Confidence. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won even before you have started.
Leadership means everything. Pain, blood, and death. The only protector.
I want you to try me.